Let's welcome in Ian Young. He's a casting agent with The Biggest Loser. Ian, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Enjoying this fine Nashville weather.
Good. All right, so tomorrow, give me the times people could come down to the Wild Horse Saloon. And what do they need to bring? What do they need to be prepared for when they come down to audition tomorrow?
Absolutely. So tomorrow is an open call audition with the casting directors of The Biggest Loser. And we're going to be at Wild Horse Saloon from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contestants can start lining up about 3 hours early at the Wild Horse Saloon. But we will be there all day hanging out, meeting with people, chatting, getting to know them, and really prepare. There's not much. We ask that people go to our website, blcasting.tv, to apply before they meet with us. But that's something that's easy, is that you can do on your phone while you're waiting to meet with us. So really, if you just show up, we're looking for people. Just come with a great attitude, ready to share your story and passion and desire for why you want to lose the weight.
And is there, Ian, is there a minimum, you know, I need to lose like 15 pounds, but I'm not a good story. Is there a minimum that people want to
15?
Yeah. Is there a minimum that people should be asked to lose, or should they be looking to lose a 75, 80, 100 pounds?
Yeah, that's right on, Joe. We really probably ask that people have to lose about 80 to 100 pounds. It can be more, but that's probably the minimum that we're looking for that, you know, in this format. Is a reasonable amount to lose.
You know, and this show, you've been with them, you said, what, 6 years?
Yeah, I've been with 6 years, and Holland Weathers, who was on the show with me, has done 14 seasons. So between us, 20 seasons total.
And I know you've seen some amazing transformations of people that show up with no self-confidence and in despair at the end of the rope, and then they get on the show, and then a year later, their life is brand new.
Yeah, and it's really amazing. I think, you know, for both Holland and myself, you know, we are extremely honored to kind of be in this position, because when people do come to us, they are kind of at their bottom or their last rung, and they need something dramatic. They need that new sort of energy. They need to go to a place where they can just concentrate on themselves and their long-term weight loss goals, and that's really what The Biggest Loser is trying to offer. So grateful to have the opportunity to be that person. To hear those stories and be a part of that community. It's really a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Talking to Ian Young, casting director for The Biggest Loser. Auditions tomorrow at the Wild Horse Saloon. If you want to get involved with this, that's on Saturday.
Thanks for coming on with us, Greg Pogue here, Big Joe's littler partner. I didn't say I'm littler, smaller, but the genesis of the show always intrigues me, how ideas like this come up. You know, couple guys sitting around, let's put a bunch of people on TV who need to lose weight. Will that work? Obviously it did, but just the genesis of it I find intriguing.
It's a great point, Greg, and I think, you know, the Hollywood sort of idea factory, you know, for these unscripted series, I think it starts with a thought, an idea, and I think it really connected with the idea that, you know, you start looking in the news that most of America is obese and we have this epidemic going on. And how can we tell an inspiring story and really help people out in the process and give them a chance to have a longer life and increase their lifespan? So it generally starts with those types of ideas and then gets fleshed out into formats. And that's kind of what USA is doing with the new reboot, where now we're going to have a new team of experts who are determined to sort of dramatically improve America's lifespans and waistlines and really focus again on that overall well-being, not only just losing the weight.
What should you not do if you show up tomorrow?
You should not be honest with yourself. I don't know if that makes sense. Maybe that's a double negative, but I would say just be real. You know, don't try to sell us on yourself or entertain us. You know, the truth is always the best thing. And that is what's going to get people on this show. So don't try to fool us. Don't try to entertain us. Just come in and be real and talk to us about what you're struggling with.
Yeah, how many of these regional casting situations do you do before you start getting into production?
We've done 7 overall this season, Greg. So I alone was in Philadelphia and Newark the last 2 weeks, and we had other teams in Atlanta, Chicago, Kansas City, Dallas, and we'll be going back to Los Angeles to hold one of our last open calls. So this season it's 7. And other seasons we've done maybe 10. It just depends on that. But, yeah, we do quite a bit. And then we're always searching nationally. Social media has obviously helped with that to give us an expanded reach. So we really are scouring the entire country.
You know, and you said something a minute ago, though, you want the people who come in to be real. But there is that component of television, and they've got to be sellable. You know what I mean? I mean, there's got to be personality there, right? And emotion and all the things that drive people to the show. So that's sort of an, you know, obviously people are going to come there. We know what the physical situation is, but you're telling me now there's got to be real, but that realness needs to have some entertainment value.
Yeah, and I would say as a casting director, it's you know, who do you respond to? And it's people who inspire us. And you know, it's easy to do an interview with somebody and go to these places and get that realness and get that emotion. But I find that when I'm affected by that emotion and that passion and that desire, that is what stands out as the Biggest Loser contestant for television.
Well, Ian, I think it's fascinating. Once again, how can people – what's the website again?
The website is blcasting.tv. So BL as in Biggest Loser, casting.tv. They can apply – they can upload a video, and even if they can't make the open call, I highly suggest it. And casting directors will be able to review that and follow up with you if they need any more footage or want to talk to you or do an interview with you. So blcasting.tv, you can apply there and find information for tomorrow's open call at the Wild Horse Saloon.